Okay, we are here with a very special team. We are the Go Foundations team. Go Foundations!
Yay!
Yay! Go.
Right, we want to drum up a lot of excitement about this great weekend we're going to have in the Quinta Conference Centre, Oswestry, on the 6th to the 8th of January, 2012. We're all going, aren't we?
We are!
Yes. That's because you have to go. But no, we're very excited about this. This is our first sort of conference weekend away, Saffron Planet. One thing I have to say is we're a little bit different. Other ministries, when they go away on weekends or conferences, they usually take their supporters with them and they do stuff that's relevant to their ministry and they help to get it financed and all this sort of stuff. But we don't really have any followers.
We have the Lord.
We're not doing this for money, believe me. We have lots of leaders and no followers. This is our unique situation. We need to drum up support out there. We believe that God has told us or asked us to do this, and it's a service to the church. We believe we're not doing it for money. We're doing it in order to look at the church in general. Look at discernment in the church. We believe there are a lot of Christians out there who are perhaps not too happy with the teachings they're getting, or the books, or the teachers, and they're wondering what to do with them. And there's no one that they can ask. So we're saying, come with us on this weekend, and we will look together at this subject. There's more to it than that, and hopefully our discussion or our chat now will sort of bring out all the other unique aspects about this weekend. Any other unique aspects anyone can think of?
I think that word together is a unique aspect, because obviously there'll be a lot. Usually you'll go to a conference, they might have a little sort of question-answer session for the last sort of half an hour, but actually the whole of the aim of the session is more discussion related, which I think will be good. Inclusive. Yeah. Recognising that no one there is necessarily the expert, and learning from each other, which would be good.
It's not that we don't know anything.
No.
We're coming with a bit of knowledge.
Yeah, and stuff to say.
But we're just thinking of the situation. You may be someone that's been in church for your whole life and has never been asked to contribute. You may be a fantastic Bible teacher, potentially, but have never been in the front, showing off that knowledge, and we're saying, come.
Showing off might not be the best word to use.
Okay, sure. All right, demonstrate.
Demonstrating.
But,
come. In all humility.
You're all humility.
Showing off.
We're
in
very
all
humble.
Humility.
You know what we're saying. But it's a chance of exercising your gifts, and we want as many people to tell us beforehand their concerns, so that we come prepared and you'll come prepared as well. And we want this to be a really special weekend. And we're there, hopefully, to make it special for you and for us as well. So we're still excited, aren't we?
Yes!
Yippee! Right.
But we don't want any whinging, though, Steve, do we?
No.
We want people to come along and just whinge.
No.
I mean, if they've got problems, then perhaps talk to us about these problems.
Yeah.
And if we've got the answers, we should have if we pray about it.
Yeah. Yeah.
To help them on their way, yeah?
Yeah.
It's not about sort of getting a band of rebels together that are going to sort of.
It's
about getting people together that sort of do have some concerns and talking about them and having some teaching and having some encouragement.
Which I think
will be good.
People feel a bit excluded from the wider body, perhaps. Or you could be in a very healthy church and just feel you want to go a little bit deeper, and perhaps a whole church can come. We're still early days here. I know we're only a few weeks off. But to be quite honest, we need a few more to come. We've had a small number have sent their deposits, but out of the 60 odd people who said they were going to come, a lot of you haven't sent their deposits in yet.
What do you reckon that is? Saving their money for the Christmas presents, do you think?
Yeah, possibly.
Well, I think they should use it as Christmas presents.
That's a good idea. That's a good idea.
I think How's that going to work out?
Well, I think it's like this.
Do tell.
I think it's a wonderful Christmas present to somebody. If you're going to spend money at Christmas on a Christmas present, why not offer your loved ones or whatever the chance of going on this wonderful weekend away as a Christmas present?
Yeah. I mean, it could be for the whole family, couldn't it? For the father.
It could be.
Or for the mother. It'd be nice to see a few more fathers there, wouldn't
Absolutely.
It?
Absolutely.
Young people as well.
Yeah, young fathers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Young non-fathers as well.
Right. And what about the cost of it? We think it's quite reasonable. It's £100 for 2 days, for
and
which
that
you get
includes
that includes accommodation for two nights and full three meals a day plus
food.
Food, tea, and teas and coffees and muffins.
You mentioned about food a little while ago, weren't you?
Oh, well, yeah. It's in a slightly different direction. Actually.
I'll tell us again. It's quite funny.
A friend of mine went to the doctor's, and he was sitting there in front of the doctor, and he had custard all down his front, gravy all over his shoulder, bit of cake on his head, sausage in his ear, and a bit of banana up his nose. And the doctor took one look at him and said, "You're not eating properly."
Yes. Top quality. Oh, that is, yes.
Howard would be in the joke corner.
Doing a workshop, Howard.
Oh, yeah, of course, yeah. Yes.
Talking of workshops,
I'll be dressed as a clown the whole weekend. Yeah.
You've got a dog collar on, I believe, at one point in the weekend.
A dog collar.
The chance of seeing Howard in a dog collar. But that's another thing.
Keep wanting to go walkies.
Right, anyway. We have a workshop. We have a workshop. Come on, let's bring the workshops in.
Yes, OK. Well, there's not just teaching going on, but there's an opportunity to choose whatever workshop you'd like to do. I think that's on the Saturday afternoon. Mm. And we're going to be doing some Davidic dancing, if you'd like to join us. And that's great, because it's very worshipful, and you'll learn some steps and join in with our Davidic dancing as well. And there's also a DVD, I think.
There's a couple of DVDs. One of them is one called Expelled, which some may have heard of, some may not have, which is about the science community and how any suggestion of any kind of designer is being sort of thoroughly sort of fought against within the science community, but by proper distinguished scientists in America. So it's looking at that, looking at whether there is academic freedom in science in America.
But we won't necessarily be showing that. If
that's one possible, another option. We've got one called Lord, Save Us From Your Followers, which deals quite a lot with how Christians behave and commend their message, how people deal with controversial issues. So we all know as Christians what we believe about homosexuality, but how do we deal with that? How do we put that across? How do we witness boldly, strongly, clearly, uncompromisingly, and yet with love and sensitivity? And it looks a little bit of that, which I think will be really interesting to watch.
There's always Dumbo.
You had another film to bring along.
There's always the possibility of seeing part of maybe the new film by Hatikva Film Trust, Blessing, Curse or Coincidence, looking at the scriptures up until after the fall of the Roman Empire, is that right? After the crucifixion and ascension. And wondering, in the light of the verse from Genesis, "I will bless those who bless you and curse those who curse you," wondering whether some of the things are mere coincidence, or are they the result of that verse, i.e. a curse? Mm-hmm. Very thought-provoking, thoroughly biblical, excellent film. Mm.
There's a few good films that you are possibly able to
watch. And I suppose, you know, they could look at these outside of sessions, couldn't
they? Oh, yeah.
If they had trouble going to sleep, they could,
And
look at that as a nightcap,
and
so to speak.
We can have discussions on these things as well.
Exactly.
It's going to be very open-ended, the chance for prayer and fellowship and Bible study. Louis is going to be leading a few Bible studies in the sessions on 2 Timothy. It's worth you. If you're coming along, read 2 Timothy before you come.
Yes, because the point of the study is not quite going to be, "And here's an hour sermon, sit and listen and take notes." It's going to be more, we're talking about having some shorter talks. We're talking maybe even as short as 10, 15 minutes with some openers, which we then discuss and deal with together. And so it is going to be important. If people have a little read through, that would be good, because then it means that we're all sort of talking about the same scriptures and searching them out together, and we'll probably have a lot of topics that will relate to what people have been emailing in about, which is why we picked that letter, or why you picked that letter.
And I'll be doing some teaching on stuff from my book, so that we can get the tools for actually helping us to be discerning in the church. So so there will be some, you know, real teaching, or sort of, I suppose.
And I want to emphasise to people that also, if they're wanting to come along, to actually email as soon as possible all the things that, any questions, any things that they feel is sort of relevant to the whole how church history has influenced you know, the churches and fellowships that we have now, how we do church, what problems people have got, and how we can discuss that and find solutions, make some headway, so that we can actually also integrate those into our talks and discussions. And so we can plan a little bit so that we're doing this journey together. So that when we leave, we've actually found that we've come to some sort of conclusion. We want this weekend not to be just, you know, a waste. It's got to be a time when we use it constructively.
When they leave, they take it back with them, but then it starts off a new journey. So we're hoping people will network and contact each other afterwards. We're going to have, we're going to create a forum where they can be, people can email each other in confidence and pray for each other, help each other out afterwards, in the sense of just building up, I suppose, a sort of a community. Because I know we do, we have, as we travel around the country, we've met people who feel isolated and just don't know where to go for fellowship. So perhaps this is something else. But something else, just remember about Tristan, this chap that may be coming as well. If he comes, we could have a scale model of the tabernacle, which could be another workshop, and Tristan can talk about that as well. So so if you come along, just expect a few pleasant surprises. And you'll meet us all in person. Isn't that exciting?
As God is really leading, new things will be added.
And suggested as well.
And suggested by people. So I think we are adding to the bare bones all the time, aren't we? We're adding flesh to the bones all the time and building up exactly the, you know, the reason for why we're meeting together, why we're having this weekend. And I think it will meet people in people's needs in different ways. I think every person that comes will find, will hopefully, that they will have made either some sort of understanding will have been clarified, or a step in the right direction, depending on how they're fellowshipping at the moment, you know, how they're related.
As well,
the encouragement. I mean, we want it to be all those things for people.
And we all need encouragement. So encourage us.
We're looking back at our Hebraic roots as well, aren't
absolutely.
We?
Looking at Greek versus Hebrew, and we're trying to make the conference a Hebraic conference. If you don't know what that means, then you'll have to come and find out.
Think about your second book, it opens up so many questions about understanding scripture and the interpretation of different doctrines as well. And I think that's been the main challenge where people have come against certain doctrines in their fellowships, in their churches, and they come to that point where they leave. They can't stay there. So that's what we're trying to explore as well, that discernment. What do you do when you're at that point?
On the other side, when churches themselves go off key standard biblical doctrine, and then people within those churches are like, why have we chucked that? Why are you chucking this one out all of a sudden? So I think that will be something that some people
sometimes
might empathize with.
We just need, we all need to support each other, and it's, you know, although we all tend to fellowship in small groups in geographical areas, now with the internet and with these sort of conferences, you can meet people outside your normal environment and learn different things and get different perspectives. So that's the point of the conference. You know. So, so again, are we excited?
Yes.
So mark it in your diaries. We have a sort of a ceiling on numbers, which is 80. And to say, we've already got a few people already coming, so get your deposits in now before it's too late, while stocks last. And there you go, we have our theme music. There goes our theme music. Look at that, that was quick.
Here we go.
Okay, buy now or lose.
How much was the deposit once again?
Yeah, it was just £25,
£25,
and pay the balance in
the future. I like the idea that Howard came up with, buy one for the family member. Very good idea,
Or Hanukkah.
Or Hanukkah. If you're Jewish, Hanukkah.
Well, if you can't afford to pay the whole thing, buy them the deposit. And then
I think it's a valid point from Howard, because we all kind of, as believers, complain how materialistic Christmas has become, or Hanukkah, or whatever. And here we have actually an opportunity to support something for ourselves, which gives us a spiritual gift, really, understand, you know, but because we're beginning to understand, and And I think we live in a world today, not only, let's say, the church. I mean, when we think of some of the debates on TV, and we feel we can't answer it properly because we don't have enough understanding. And I feel through something like this, we can. And it's not always confrontation. I mean, when I think within the church, we don't want to confront. That's not the idea. Mm. But when we feel there is something which we don't feel comfortable about, and we cannot share it with the leaders or whatever, and in the conference like this, we can come back and pray and say, well, Lord, lead me to my pastor or whatever. So I can actually explain what I've experienced, or otherwise even church leaders. Mm. You know, if some pastors are not really 100% sure, for them to come to a conference like this, and it be then clarified some of the points. So I think
that's right. So actually increasing discernment and actually be able to pinpoint the sort of strange and dodgy doctrines that are like invading the church.
Yeah. And so this is kind of like a very, very special gift. It's not like because we want people in a place, but because we want to be our heart's desire is.
It could be a gift for the pastor, couldn't it?
Yeah.
If he can take the Sunday off, of course.
Send your pastor off for Sunday.
Send your pastor off. Yeah.
Give the church a break.
Yeah, we'll look after him.
But with the intention of getting him back again, of course, you know. Yeah.
He'll be a new man.
Or her.
He'll be one new man.
Yeah, one new man.
Yeah. Okay. I think the difference, we're not trying to stoke people up to go out and start battles and arguments.
Oh, no,
but what we are trying to do is equip people so that when difficult things come up, they are equipped to deal with it and know how to become equipped. Does that make sense? The difference between those two. Because you don't just want to send out a load of people that are...
No.
We just do want people to be equipped for when problems do arise.
Yeah. Wisdom, knowledge and understanding.
Yes.
And problems will arise, won't they? More so.
Yeah.
I mean, who knows what's going to happen to the church, let's say, within the next 10 years, 15 years. Yeah. The pressures are placed upon Christians.
But on the other side, we don't want people to think this is going to be an ultra super heavy weekend.
No.
Or is it going to be just a rant?
No,
a collection of rants.
There's going to be a lot of free time.
Is a really nice restaurant.
A restaurant. You can have a rest or you can have a rant. But we want people to feel comfortable, not threatened. If you want there, you can be there. Act as if it's a retreat. It's a beautiful place. Mm-hmm. You can stay in your bedroom. You can go out in the grounds, and you can just take part in whatever you want to take part in. You're not forced to sort of be there 24/7.
Feel free to ask questions.
Yeah, that's right.
Not feel that
it's a place of safety.
It will be.
So how can you not want to go after all that?
Exactly.
I'm just worried about how we're going to handle all that many people.
I don't know. Yeah, but like I said,
all the millions.
Book now or regret it forever. And send your pastor. Okay.
I'm hoping that people will actually make new friendships. Because that often happens when people come together for something special and something new. You can, have new friends, develop new friendships, new sort of bonds with people because you're going through the same thing.
Yeah.
And, with the internet now, you can keep in touch with people like we have with our Israel group.
Yeah.
And it's something special, isn't it?
Yeah. It's going to be very special. So anything else we can add?
What just an email address, is that?
I mean, will people have your email address? Just gofoundations.com. That's all.
With www in front of it?
Yeah, you can put that.
Can you?
Yeah,
why not?
He doesn't mean go to foundations. No. He means www.gofoundations.com.
.com.
Good. But of course they know that because that's how they're hearing this.
Of course, elementary, dear Watson.
I thought saffronplanet.net, actually.
Which is all the same thing. Yeah.
Okay.
Never mind. At that, I think we'll sign off for now, and hopefully we'll see you there in January.
Yes, we look forward to you.
Okay.
Yes. See you. Goodbye, everybody.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye.